When we finished school and became grown-ups, yes, using air quotes right there, I kind of thought from that moment on, we needed to be pretty good at everything we tried. But what if I told you it's totally okay to be bad at something new? In fact, it's the best thing that you can do because it's such a huge step in learning. Well, that's one of the messages that Darlene Turner, founder of Crush On This and one of my earliest online students, shares with me in my podcast today. She also tells why consistency is absolutely critical and having fun is a big must in her entrepreneurial journey. All righty, let's dive into today's podcast episode. Hey, you're listening to the Because I Can podcast, where we believe we can decide our own income, choose happiness, kick fear in the teeth, and never, ever stop. Why? Because we can. I'm your host, Allison J. Prince, and I went from being a junior high science teacher to building four online multi-million dollar businesses with four kids at my feet. Each week, I'm bringing you real conversations that have led me, as well as other experts, to step into our dream online business lifestyle so that you can get the answers you need to craft your Because I Can life as well. Take that first step and commit now to your Because I Can life by downloading your free personal bundle at becauseicanlife.com/bundle. Okay, Darlene, when I saw your name pop up on the schedule on the calendar, I was freaking out. I was so excited that you were on here because like I've literally been watching you for 4.5 years now grow your business. So tell us, we just were talking 2 seconds before and I'm like, wait, we got to record this. So start back from where you first began.
Okay. All right. Well, first of all, very excited to be here. Thank you. So what I was telling you is that I was thinking I was in like one of your first launches. I don't know exactly. I know it was April 2017 and you popped up with your course and I recognized your face because I have been following. I didn't know I was following Allison Prince. I just knew your face because of How Does She and Pick Your Plum. I had seen your face and just knew you had something to do with it. I didn't really understand any of that. And so when your face popped up and like, I'm going to teach you how to do e-commerce, I was like, I turned to my husband, you know, we're all very skeptical over here. And I was like, I want to do this. I know I'm familiar with this person. I've seen her. She's been around. Like she's not just some person that just suddenly appears in your feed. You know, I said, I actually follow things of hers. And he's like, well, you know, all the stuff that you want your spouse to do. Cause I'm like, let's do it. I'm going to do this. But you had a little guarantee in there that said, I don't remember. I honestly don't remember what it was. And I said, here's my biggest concern was that I was not going to launch, that you would give great information and I would just kind of, I'll get around to that, you know? So
you did get around to it.
But yeah,
oh my gosh, your growth has been phenomenal. Okay, keep going.
Well, and it's funny you say that because I am very much was the slow starter. So I did just enough to make my husband happy with your course. It's like, oh, I'm in it. I'm learning. You know, I got my website and everything, but my name, my business names and stuff like that. But yeah, so I was going really slow, very, very, very nervous, very afraid of what people will say, all that stuff. So. Anyways, that was cool. But it was really cool to be in your group because I didn't know I was going to be in a Facebook group too, with other people feeling exactly the way I was feeling. So anyways, that was cool. It was just really cool. I really did feel like it was a God thing because I really, really wanted to have my own business. I've owned a business before and that was a franchise. So I bought that and a lot of that work was done. You know, when you buy that franchise name, then you
what
just got to do.
What kind of business was that? Was that e-commerce?
So,
what kind of business?
No, it actually was. So I'm a jazzercise instructor. And so I actually owned a jazzercise franchise and I built that over 10 years. Well, I owned it for 13 years and over 10 years, I built it to like big. And but it was very exhausting. You know, like I was in my business so much. I was teaching so many classes and everything. And so I finally decided I wanted to continue to teach, but I didn't want to own the business. So I sold the business. Then I was like, I don't know. I'm just going to chill out for a year or two. But I knew I always wanted to start my own business. I knew I wanted to like from the ground up. I went to business school, Allison. But
you did?
I did. I went to business school. I have an accounting degree. And they don't teach you like what you taught. They don't, I mean, you get taught a lot, but don't get me wrong. I mean, I learned a lot about business, but I needed someone to go, first you do this, then you do this. Don't worry so much about that. Just come up with something, you can change it. Like all the stuff that you did, because I have like ADD brain. Like I get really excited and I'll be like, oh, let's go do that. Yes.
I do too.
I'll be like, okay, we're shopping for this. And then be like, oh, but those pants are, you know, like when I'm buying for my collection, I'll be like, we're not looking for pants. We're looking for, so you did that. Your course did that. That was really cool. It was just really neat. And I didn't know what I was going to sell with your course. I just said, I just want to own a business and I want to go somewhere with that. And so anyways, I just really, really do think it was a God thing, because I didn't know how to make, it was crazy to be in business school a long time ago, of course, but like not know, what do I need to do first? And I wanted to, someone that had done it. I didn't want to just go on the internet and Google 400 places. You know, you can look anything up, but you're going to spend a lot of time looking that stuff up. So,
and then getting so confused.
Yes. Right? Well, because there's different, you just have to pick. We have I don't mean it in the mean way, but we have a saying here in my house, my husband and I, we're like one liar. So meaning I just want to talk to one person. I want that one person to tell me what to do. And then that they're held accountable, not saying that they're a liar, but we're like, so whenever we've had interactions, like we had trouble with neighbors, my husband only talked to the neighbors, so they could never say, well, your wife said this. And so that was the same thing with your course. It's like, I just want one person. I don't mind that you have guests that came on or whatever, but like, I was like, I just want it to only be her, not this corporation, not the internet, not this website that we, you know, anyway. So it was really cool. And it helped a lot. It helped a lot, lot, lot.
Okay, so you went into clothing. So yeah. You're thinking like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I'm going to focus Allison. I didn't even, I didn't tell you to do clothing. How did you know to do clothing? Why did you go down that route?
So first I did is I was like, I want to learn how to sell online. And so I did Pick Your Plum. And you were still, and I bought laundry. Pardon me?
I was still running it then.
Yes, you were. And so I picked laundry baskets that I got from China. That was another like, oh my God, what am I doing? You know, I called my husband, I'm going to buy this many and have them, you know, shipped here. But it was cool because I did that and it got me kind of like, here's how you make it. You list your product with them and all that. And so I didn't have a website at that point, but, and then I did some sports like strappy bras. And that actually was the beginning of the clothing thing, because I was wearing them to teach jazzercise because they were like pretty good bras. They would hold you in and they still had cool details. And so people were buying them from me here. And I was like, I don't know what I want to sell. I was selling scarves, everything on Pick Your Plum. I would be like, oh, I think I can sell that. I'll try that. You know, I didn't know how to do pictures and anything like that. So, but the funny thing is, I'm embarrassed to say this, because one of your other students that was in your course, she started a boutique and she posted a lot about it. And I was like, oh, I want to do that. Like, it wasn't until I saw her do it. It was almost like, I want to be like her. I want to do that. And I was like, oh, well, that's what I'm going to do. And then I went to do it. So dumb, because I never, ever, ever thought about who was going to be in the pictures. Not once. So I'm like, I get these clothes. I'm like, who's going to take pictures? My friends would be working. Well, I can do it in a weekend, you know, this weekend. I'm like, no, I need to sell this now. It's here. And then, so then I had to learn how to take pictures. And that was awful for a while of me. Yeah. Like mirror pictures and like get my husband to take pictures. And, you know, and he was like, oh, okay, I'll hold the camera. You know, I just stumbled. I love clothes. I've always loved clothes, but I didn't set out to do that. I mean, it was literally watching someone else do it. And I thought her website looked cool and everything. I was like, oh, I think I can do that.
I know. I think it's so fun to get the inspiration. I love how you were like, you don't want to copy her, and you can't copy. Like that's, I think it's so funny when people come out and they're like, oh, I'm just so afraid I'm going to be copied. There's no way you can copy someone else because you're not them. You don't have their stories. You don't look like them. You don't have the same models. You don't have the same things. And so you just got that as inspiration and said, I'm going to go do my own thing. So when did you launch your store? And you can, if you want to tell everybody what it is and where to find it.
Okay. So when I first started my business, I didn't know what I was going to do. So we named it Crush on This. My husband helped me. Actually, it was named Crush on That. And I screwed up. I was like, it's going to be Crush on That. And I went and got my email and I got stuff. And then I was like, LLC, and I messed up because we were making jokes about how when we post a picture, it'd be Crush on This, Crush on This. But the business was Crush on That. When I did my LLC, I put Crush on This on the paperwork. And I had already gotten all my socials and everything because you had said, when you decide what your business name is, go get all your socials. And I was like, on it. I was like, get all my socials and I'll do this. Anyway, so I had to go get all the new socials with the right name, which is funny because I like that name better. But so I started that, officially started having clothes in like the fall of 2017, like where I really bought clothes. And I'll tell you right now, anybody that wants to do a boutique, you're right about copying. I've tried, like in the beginning, there were a million other boutiques. I'd be like, oh, that's a cute top. She sold a bunch of those. I'll buy it and I'll sell a bunch. And it wouldn't work. Never, ever. It never works. It's like, so I don't like to look at other boutiques and what they're boutiques, however you say it, because you get like, oh, I can do that. And it'll be the same and it'll be so good. And then I sat on that inventory because I didn't authentically pick that top. I picked that top because I thought, oh, she made a lot of money. I can make a lot of money with that. So, but my biggest takeaway was I bought a bunch of clothes in the beginning and I wish I hadn't done that. You know, like I was like, oh, I need to have you preach this. So you get to like tell your people, like I went in too fast, too hard with the clothes. Like I was like, oh, I need a whole store instead of just, I could have had just, you know, like 5 items or something. Yeah. Sell those.
Start little.
Go to the next thing.
Start little.
Whenever, yeah, always, always, always. And I did do pre-orders a lot. I can't do them so much now because of the way shipping is. And it's just too hard to guarantee something. And so I did do a lot of pre-orders. But so I guess, yeah, like I said, officially fall of 2017, but I wasn't very out there. I didn't do any live sales. And I had people in my sphere that would be like, you need to, first of all, they're like, you need to say how tall you are, how much you weigh. That was like, oh my gosh, I don't want to do it. You know, I don't know why that was, too many people. That was such a big deal because now I could care less. You know, it's like, that's what I weigh. But, you know, all that stuff. So learning to get a picture of myself and not want to cry every time I posted it. Because, you know how we are. We look at our pictures and go, this is awful. I my teeth are messed up. You know, all that stuff. But then in January, I would say I wasn't fully on board with my boutique until the next year when I was like, all right, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to be all in and I'm going to do whatever needs to be done. And then that's when I started just getting really fast forward. I got live. I just started Facebook Lives, talking about the clothes, letting people know me. And that helped a lot.
So when did you start with Dill Sites and then you moved to your Shopify store. At what point did you start pushing sales there?
So yeah, I would say by the end of 2017, I decided no more. When did you sell Pick Your Plum? Because I know that really was very close to that.
I think it was 18.
Like early 18? You may have. Yeah, anyway, I just got tired of, I mean, this is going to sound terrible, but I was like, they're taking this percentage and I kind of want it. I want that percentage for me. And so I felt like I had gotten the gist of writing the description down, like, oh, you'll wear this here. It'll make you feel this way or whatever. And so I was like, okay, I feel like I can do that. And I want to keep that percentage because I was working by myself doing all the shipping. It was a lot of work. And when I would figure out what the net was, I was like, oh my gosh, I made $2. I spent 6 hours, you know, I mean, I was having pretty good sales on, I mean, not always, some bombed like always, but, and you'd be like, what's different? You know,
it's like, it's a really good platform to start on, to learn the whole process of how to do it. But yeah, that's not your, it doesn't have to be. I mean, some people love it there and they stay there, but it doesn't have to be your end all be all.
So well, I think they're neat. And I think that's like the coolest thing about your, I'm sorry, I'll let you go. But I do think that was a really safe place for me to like, have a business, not like some of my family members didn't know. I was like, I just want to try this out and see how this goes and if I like it or not. And no one saw my face and not for a while, you know? So then I felt safe.
Like you can, it's almost like permission to get messy.
Yes.
Without everybody knowing, right? Without everybody knowing what size you are, how much you weigh. You put it somewhere else and nobody knows who you are. Not that you have to expose that, but I just feel like deal sites are such a safe place to start on, to just test the water and just get started. Okay. So you moved to a Shopify store, then you start doing, talk about your live sales. Do you still do those today?
Oh yeah. I do them a lot. yeah. I started doing that. That was a huge, huge step for me because I was very, very in, like, I just didn't have a lot of confidence for it, which is crazy because I do a lot of public things, but you know, camera,
it's totally different. Scary.
Live camera. Yeah. Cause it's like, what's going to happen? And I, you know, to me, I kept thinking that I needed to have like it all figured out. I had to figure out exactly what I was going to say in the beginning, what I was going to say in the middle, what I was going to say at the end. And finally, you know, what, you know, how you figure it out is by doing it. Yep. You can't get it all plugged in, you know, and every mistake I made on Shopify or every mistake I made on a deal site or whatever, I'd be like, okay, that was cheaper. It cost me money, right? But it'd be like, that was cheaper than me going back to college and figuring it all out again, you know? So I would always be like, all right, that tanked. What am I going to do with this product? How am I going to get rid of it? And what can I learn from this? And then I'd be like, okay, that was a, you know, $300 lesson, you know, I learned. And so, but yeah, that was a big step. The live sales was like, the messier you get, the more they like you though. I'm going to tell you, like the more.
So true. It's so true. Like you show up with bedhead and no makeup on and you're like, hi.
Yes. It was
a crazy day, but I'm here to serve you. They go insane.
Yes.
It's so insane.
And
go ahead.
And it's neat because, I watched you doing it and I'd be like, okay, everything you do seemed just so cool, right? Like I didn't ever look at you on any live or anything you were doing and go, well, she's a mess. You know, I never, ever thought that, you know, be like, you'd be like, I have a migraine. I'm, you know, I'm trying to like get through this. And we would just be like, well, thank you for being here. You know, like, and you probably were like, oh, I don't know if you've thought this, but you know, you might've been like, gosh, I really didn't give him my best today, but at least I showed up and we're right. Like soaking everything up.
You know what I had to do in the beginning? You're going to laugh so hard. I took my phone and I literally put a sticky note over the screen so I couldn't see my face. Oh. And I could only look at the camera because I was so critical of myself. That second voice where you're talking and you're just trying to show up for people. And that second voice is like, oh, your hair. Yes. Oh my gosh. You don't wear makeup? You're looking a little older. Like it was so loud and I didn't learn how to like silence it yet. And so I literally covered up my face so I could not have that second voice going on.
How long did you have to do that for?
Oh, I don't remember. Probably a good 6 months before really? I started taking it off and just learning to control because our minds just run wild. And if we, and it's an Instagram, I swear doesn't help, right? We're scrolling on Instagram. We're done with Instagram. And we feel, at least me, I'm like, I'm fat, I'm lazy, like all the things, right? And then I'm supposed to go and present and feel the best when I've been comparing myself to other people. Like it didn't make sense to me. And so I'm like, what can I do? I'm going to cover it up. I'm going to cover up my face so that second voice cannot rip on me. What did you do? How did you get over that?
Oh, I just kind of grinned and bared it. And I would, like, I was a mess. Like many times I would cry afterwards because that voice that you spoke of would be like so strong and be like, well, that was awful. Or, you know, my poor husband, he would be like, it really wasn't bad at all. You're getting better. You know, he would try this. I mean, what a helpless place to be. Your wife's like, oh, I'm just awful. But I did say when I was like, you know what, I'm just going to, you're not going to get better by quitting. So you got to just keep showing up. And you know what I would watch. So for a while I watched the videos. That was torture. I'd rewatch it and be like, okay, I need to slow down speaking or I need to, you know, smile more or whatever. And so now I don't watch them anymore. I don't.
Yeah. Like, I don't either. I got too critical of myself and I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to show up and do the best I possibly can. And then, yeah, as soon as you hit stop recording, then it's like a dump truck comes in and loads your head with, I forgot to say that. I didn't say this. Oh my gosh, what about that? And then that's the point where you're like, I'm gonna hit delete. And you can't. Like, those beginning videos are so essential for you to see just how far you've come. I deleted my very first video and I'm just so sad.
Yes. I mean, I have old pictures even that I go, I'm so glad I'm keeping these for here, because when I'm down, I just want to look back, you know, and say, okay, I may not be where I want to be, but man, I've gotten somewhere, you know, like even just picture wise. But you're right about the videos. Like, it is what it is. You have to let it go and you have to give yourself as much grace as you would give another person and just be like, I, you know, I'm a person and I just tried my best and that's all I got for you, you know, and looking back is a waste of time, really. Cause I mean, the best thing you can do is move forward on no matter what, and just keep learning something new. And so that's when I was like, stop rewatching these videos. This is not productive. It's only going to tear me down. Never did I look in an old video and go, man, I was so good. You know? I mean, I've never looked at one and thought that. So I was like, this is not productive.
That is so true. So true. You never look back at a video and give yourself the high five, right? It's always just tearing you down and tearing you down.
And even if you did have one, then all you're going to do is spend all this time trying to replicate that. And that's, you don't need to like replicate it. You just need to get a little bit better every day. And so, and I still have like sales where it's like, well, that was rough. You know, like that didn't go so well. But, you know, I mean, the best thing is that I go, but I showed up and I showed up. I just keep getting back up. I was like, it's not going to fail because I didn't try, you know. Yep. It's going to fail. If it's going to fail, it's going to be not for this reason, this, you know, everything that, you know, you teach. It's like, I'll try all of that and I'll try it more than once, because you don't know until you know. You don't know what you need to know until you're in the middle and you're like, oh, I don't know. What am I supposed to say here?
I think a big key you hit on this is consistency. It's not about the exact, just trying to be perfect every single time going out there. No, it's being flawed. It's being normal. I remember I've talked about, I have really thin hair and I have to wear hair extensions. I mean, it's gotten better over the years because I've figured out how to sleep better and take care of my health better. But when I say I have thin hair, I get so many people, you have thin hair too? Yeah. Oh my gosh, you're normal? Yeah. Yep. And so it's just, I think people really want to see the normalness of everyday life. Like, we live, because you now, you're on this pedestal to all of your customers. You work out, you're healthy. Like, your quads, I'm just telling you right now, are amazing. And so all your customers are like, Darlene, we love you. And so when you come on and you're like, I'm here, and then you make a mistake, they actually love you so much more.
Well, and that's how I am. I'm like happy when someone isn't on, like, I don't want them knocked off the pedestal, but like, I want them to be relatable. And that's what you're saying. Yeah. Like, I want to be like, okay, so maybe I have a chance of being Allison Prince. I mean, like, I'm starting late, but maybe no, I could do this too. Yes, I know, I'm not copying you.
But no, be better than me. Be better than me.
But I like the way you're able to manage so many pieces. Like, I'm like, how does she do that? That's amazing. But I'm slowly learning that you just slowly incorporate each piece, you know, and it takes as long as it takes. So some things I want to do, I haven't quite gotten there. Like, I really want to work on my YouTube channel a little bit more with some other things, because I feel like there's going to be a shift there again for a while. And, but you know, I mean, every day I'm like, oh, I didn't get to that video I wanted to make, because there's only so much time, right? So I was like, it must not just be the right time for it, because when it is the right time, it usually flows pretty easy, and or you at least get brave enough to be like, doing it until it's done.
So, yeah, I like that.
That was me and Shopify. Me and Shopify, we had, I thought that Shopify, I don't know why I thought that was so hard, but I had the hardest time, 30 days to set up my Shopify. That was, and I didn't want to ask support. You guys would be like, ask support. And I'd be like, to figure this out. I'm so stupid. But I was like, the only way I'll remember is if I struggle with this. And I couldn't understand the concept of collections. And I had a really hard time understanding, if I do this, it appears here. And, you know, like, I just now, and I think you had said this, I know people hire out for their Shopify, but that's the other thing I always tell people. It's like, don't hire that out. You really want to be able to go in on a fly and make a change and suffer. If nothing else, if you end up hiring out later, at least you know what's going on. And you can be like, why is the collection page scrambled, or, you know, whatever it is. So, but yeah, you had some really good, you know, like it'd be like your voice would be in my head. It's like, okay, I'm gonna do this. I can do this. You know, just keep trying.
Yeah. And okay, you didn't ask for help on Shopify. That makes me laugh so hard.
Okay, I had to. So when I started, I had free shipping. And I could not figure out how to make shipping free on my website. And I was like, and I did read a lot of things, you know, people had mentioned it. I was like, I can't get this figured out. I laugh because I'm like, I don't know why I thought that was so hard. I kept trying to make it harder than it needed to be. And so I did finally call them and say, can you do this? And they're like, blah, blah. I was like, can you just do it for me? Because you had said, sometimes if you just, I was like, can you just do it for me? And they did it. You know, I was like, my brain is taxed and it sounds like you just click, click, click. And I just don't really want to have to go look. So they did it. And
I think everything new is hard, right?
I remember when exhausting. I had
Michaela, I'm like, I don't even know how to change a diaper. Right. Yes. And so when people go into Shopify and they just see all the buttons and their brain starts to wig, that's just what happens when you learn something new. But use Shopify help. You support desk.
Yes, everybody, do not do what I did. I mean, you know, then you go waste some time on a YouTube video trying to find the answer. And it'd be like, well, that's not exactly what I was trying to do. You know, so you're right. Just call the people. But you're right. Everything's exhausting. And I think that as we get older, because I'm 52. So I'm like, as we get older. And so I kind of thought my life was like, my work life was done like 4 years ago or so. I was like, how do you start something when you're 48 or whatever, you know? But I went for it because what am I going to do? Not start something and just wait to die? You know, what are you going to do? But it was the hardest thing was having to learn to be bad again, to, you know, like to not understand, to struggle, to have to study, not in the sense of for a quiz at school, but just like, how does this work? You know, like, and just try to figure things out. And so you remove a lot of the easy roadblocks. And then some of the stuff, like you just have to figure out, like, who am I going to be? What am I going to sell? How am I going to sell that? You know, what do I stand for? What, you know, what is, because you nailed it. Like you can't copy. There's a bazillion places you can buy clothes. You can buy clothes from a gas station. I mean, like you can buy clothes from CVS pharmacy. And so you have to like figure out what it is that you're trying to bring to the table, you know? And then once you do that, it's a lot easier to sell. Like once
I love what you just said, you have to learn to be bad again.
Yeah.
That is so powerful because we don't want to fail. We feel like we did that in junior high with the braces and the glasses and the awkward stage. And it was uncomfortable. And to do that again, and we have to learn how to be bad again. So that
you know, it's like when a kid's learning to walk and they fall, they don't like, oh, I sucked at walking. I'm never going to try that again. You know what I mean? Like, but we encourage our little kids, right? When they're trying to learn to walk, come on, you can do it, get back up. But like when we're adults, we kind of I don't think we'd ever learn to walk again. If we're, as an adult, we're just like, well, I tried that once and it didn't go well. And you're like, once? You're trying to, you know, I was like, I'm going to try it 100 times and probably a few more, you know, just to see what I could do differently. But that I don't always have that great mindset. So there's plenty of times where, you know, I'm like, oh, I give up. But
constantly battle. Yeah. Okay. So let's talk more about your live sales. Where are you hosting these live sales at?
Are you doing my house? So everything is, I'm home based right now. And really from the camera is in my foyer, like right inside my front door, because it have like a step down. And then my dining room is my main broadcasting studio. So, I mean, the clothes are everywhere in the house, but that's where I host my lives from. So it just kind of worked out because that area is not used and it's easy to kind of just keep that stuff tucked over there. But yeah, from my house.
Where do you broadcast it? Where do you broadcast it to? Are you on Facebook groups?
Yeah. So I have a Facebook group and then I have a page. And so in the beginning, I would only go to the group because I felt safe there. You know, like I was like, those people like opted to be here essentially.
It is safer.
And on the page, I was afraid of getting a troll. You know, I was afraid of someone coming and saying, ooh, you know, whatever. And so that was another hurdle I had to get over, where I had to kind of just get over, like, whatever happens, I'll figure it out, you know. So I've only had a few weird things. I know other people get more, but the main thing is you don't give them any attention. You know, like, you just act, you know, it's like they are looking for someone to react to what they have to say. And so that was my big fear. But so I go live in those two places. I haven't done a live on Instagram in a while. I was doing it for a while. This is a couple years ago, and it just wasn't being productive. And I didn't have two cameras, so I'd have to do two lives, you know, one Facebook, and then I'd go do Instagram. And so, but I think I'm going to start looking at Instagram again, because so many great changes have happened over on Instagram lately. So it's definitely getting my, and a lot of people that are only Facebook are starting to move that way anyways. They like that platform. So we'll see. We'll see when I get, however I figure that out, however I work that into my schedule.
So how many is in your Facebook group right now?
I think it's about 3,000. I think I'm fluctuating. I have a public group, so sometimes people are not in it, but they're commenting on things. That's confusing to me. I started with a private group, and then I went public halfway through this like process, because I was like, I think I need to be public. I think, that's a whole debate. Some people like private, some people like public, but I just was like, I'm just going to do it public because I could share it more and I wanted to get the word out.
Yeah. Yeah. There's pros and cons to both. Yeah. So when you go live and you're wearing the clothing and you're showing everybody, where do you give them a link to your Shopify store, or do you have them write sold down below? What's your strategy behind that?
So in the beginning, I did exactly what you just said about sold. I had little numbers and I'd be like, this item is one. It comes small, medium, large, say sold one. And then the size. And if I don't have your email, leave it. And then I would just invoice them from my Shopify. But that became very time consuming. That was like, okay, I'm staying up till one. And then you're just chasing invoices. And I didn't like that either. And you know, it's weird to be like, so, hey, are you going to buy this or not? You know, like, so then I switched over to a software program. I was waiting on yours. And yep, I know. I was
I'll learn.
I think it's like cool though, because you're like really transparent about a lot of things. And so it's like really refreshing. I don't know the whole story, but I'm like saying it's really refreshing to see like people that like have gotten so many places, who've done so much. But you've also had a lot of other stumbles and things that, you know, gone down paths, spent money, and it's like, that's probably not going to work out the way I need it to, or maybe more trouble than it's worth. I don't know what it was, but so I went with it. There's another software program called Comment Sold. Yep. And you had recommended, I think you recommend that one, but another one, I looked at the other one, SoldC, I think it was. Mm-hmm. And I didn't like that one. I thought it looked clunky the way it worked. So then I switched to that. So I reasoned that I pay a fee to have that Comment Sold software, but it auto invoices people. So it's kind of like an employee, right? So I pay, they take a percentage on your sale. And I don't like that, but I do like that I don't have to invoice them. So I was like, I'll happily pay that fee so that I don't have to stay up till 1 or 2 in the morning.
Oh, it's so worth it.
Sending invoices. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So worth it. Okay. We have been going for a little while and it has been so fun to talk to you.
Yes.
Okay. So will you give 3 pieces of advice on people that are wondering if they should do a live sell? Like what you would do to encourage people to do live sales?
I encourage you to just do it. And seriously, do it and don't expect anything from it. That's the worst thing you can do. And the times I walk away the most disappointed is when I'm like, this is going to be a killer live sale. I'm going to make all this money. And I mean, I have like 2 sales or something, you know, whereas, so you can't attach your outcome to something like, I mean, you can obviously to money, but I found don't attach your outcome to the money, attach it to like for me, it was like, I just kept saying, I'm going to prove that I'm able to do this. So then I'd be like, okay, I did another one. Cause I didn't want to do it. It didn't feel good. I felt scared. I felt nervous. If I didn't sell anything, I felt stupid, you know, like, but So that, just do it and don't attach an outcome. Like, don't be like, if I don't make 500 on this, I'm never doing it again, because that's not how it works. You have to be really consistent. Yeah. So for sure, 100% consistency has done me really, really well with live sales. So if you say I'm doing a live sale every Sunday and Thursday, then by golly, I mean, move mountains to make it happen. Every once in a while, if you know it doesn't happen, that's fine. But the more consistent, it's like a TV show, right? So they keep tuning back in, and even if they're not buying, that's okay. But so that is that two. That's two. The third one would be have fun. I mean, like, if we say in our house, well, my husband likes to remind me, because I was having no fun when I was stressed out in the beginning. He's like, this is not worth it. If you're not having fun, if we're not having fun, then it's not worth it. So there's pain points in business. You know, there's always the part that is not fun. There's just not fun parts, you know, but for the most part on things like that, just have fun, because people don't want to watch you be scared, and they want to watch you just be you and just be whatever personality you type you have, you know, it's going to resonate with someone. So
yep. I totally agree.
Yeah. I mean, it's fun is like, I don't know, if you don't feel good doing something, then why are you doing it? I mean, and you have to figure out what it is that makes you feel good. So like in the beginning, the only thing that made me feel good was that proving to myself that I could show up and do it again and again and again, no matter what, like no matter if I made money or not. So that's it. That's what I get. That's what I hope, that's helpful to someone.
Oh, it's so totally helpful. It's totally helpful. And it's simple too. I think we complicate things quite a bit, and you're saying just start and then stay consistent with it and then have fun. And I remember there was one time I was talking to someone about just, I get stage fright. I'm like, how do I get over that? And he's like, do you have to? All you have to do is stand up there and acknowledge it and be like, oh, you guys, I'm so nervous. I'm telling you now, I'm nervous, but the information that I have deep down inside of me, I'm hoping that you'll like overlook my jitters, because this information or these products are so impactful that I'm here with you today to share this with you. And he says, if you acknowledge that and let your people know, then it does something to your body that just says, okay, I acknowledge it. Now go away. Now let me help serve you. It takes it to like the whole, the intimacy level of sharing your voice, your goods and your bads and your humor and your quirkiness, and your audience really ends up loving you.
Well, and I think that's what people want. It's like, I think that we're in such a techie world that they want some kind of connection somehow. And that's why I think a live sale is never a bad idea. I don't know how long it'll be a good idea, but right now it's like, there's no downside. Literally, there's no downside to doing a live ever, because even if you only made a connection with one person, if whatever you said resonated with one person, by golly, that's that one person got something from it. And next time, maybe it's two, or, you know, whatever. I don't know. I just know that people people that want to know people, they want to connect with people, and they like to do business with people they like. And so the only way you can reach them is by talking to them. And I don't know. It's like, it's cool. It's cool. It's weird, because I'm like, I got nothing to say. What does anyone want to hear me say? But, you know, they show up and it's cool, because I'll be like, oh, remember that story? Well, this happened or whatever. So,
yep. Yep. Okay. Where can people connect with you?
So the best way, if you're shopping, which would be awesome, but is crushonthis.net. If you are on social, I'm like pretty much on every social media site. I'm specifically on Facebook a lot, and I'm on Instagram a lot. Those are the ones that I focus on. YouTube, definitely. I have all my fit videos sitting on YouTube. So it's all Crush on This, basically. The handles are all Crush on This. So that's all you gotta look. If you're looking for it on Facebook, it was weird when I set up my main page, it's crushonthis.net, because there someone had some other Crush on This or whatever. I've trademarked my name. I should probably go after that on them, but I haven't done that yet.
So good. So good. I really appreciate talking to you. It's been so fun to watch your journey and just seeing you be so vulnerable in the beginning, and then to see your strength and your grace now as you're posting confidently on Instagram. I know it took a lot of internal work, and I just really appreciate you staying with it and keeping consistent, because I know there's going to be listeners out there that are going to go and say, oh my gosh, she's so inspirational. I want to do that too.
Wow. That would be cool. But thank you. Thank you for your course and just taking the time to build it. And you keep bringing more and more information. It's really cool. So
I don't know how to stop. It's kind of an obsession.
That's what I say. I tell them, I'm like, I don't know how to stop things. This is my problem, but I think I will be like you when I grow up.
Oh, thank you so much, Darlene.
All right. Thank you.
Can you see why I have loved watching Darlene's journey over the past 4.5 years? She's made her online boutique a success because of the steps that she has taken step by step. She's been willing to go through the learning process and even stick with it when she ran into roadblocks or tried things that didn't even work. And most of all, Darlene has been okay with being bad at things that she's doing for the first time to help her to get good. That was huge when she shared that. So I got to ask you right now, are you willing to do that too? All right, here are my top 10 takeaways. Are you ready for this? Here we go. Number one, your first product doesn't have to be your forever product. Number two, use deal sites to learn the process of selling online. Number three, take inspiration from others, but remember, you need to be you. Number four, start small. Number five, if you're going to go into something, be all in. Be imperfect, your imperfect self. People will love you for and relate to you more because of that. Accept that you'll be bad at something and may struggle a bit as you learn. Don't attach outcome to your efforts. Recognize that more can come from your efforts than just one thing. The next one consistently leads to results. And then if it's not worth it and you're not having fun, it's not worth it. Don't do it. Don't do it. I hope you love that podcast episode with Darlene. She's been such a fun student and such a gift in my life to be able to watch her go through the hard things and then watch her succeed. I hope you love that podcast episode. And I'll see you next week on the Because I Can live podcast. Adios. Hey, thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Because I Can podcast. If you've ever been interested on starting your online business, let me show you the 3 secrets to planning, launching, and growing your online store, even if you don't know what to sell. All you have to do is head over to 0-100k.com. That's where you can sign up for my free class. I'll go over why having a Shark Tank idea will make you fail. The little known trick that helped me to sell over $1.1 million in pillowcases with 0 following. And the secret to running a business when my kids took a nap. And if you were like I was, you just wanted to earn some extra money for your growing family, that's exactly why I created this system. And it has helped thousands of people make their first dollar online and countless others to go on and make their first $1,000, $10,000, $100,000, and even crossing the $1 million mark. So go over to 0-100k.com to grab your seat for the next class to find out how you can be the next one. Until next time, we'll see you later.